To begin our practice with intentions or aspirations or what we value most, let's just allow ourselves once again to settle into being here, settling into the body, an upright, dignified posture with lots of ease to it. Hearing the sounds coming and going. Feeling body sitting, the sensations of sitting. And the experience of breathing. Noticing anywhere where you feel any tightening, any bracing, any holding. And as best you can, just softening those areas. Soften, relax, and use the exhale to help you. Really lengthening, deepening that exhale, and feeling the release through the body. We've talked a little bit today about what can help us in our quest for our values and how to put those values into action with intentions. So we've talked about and worked with really remembering how nothing lasts, everything is impermanent, including our own lives and everything we love. So there's a beautiful piece by a woman who knew she was at the end of her life, and she was part of the New York Insight Meditation Society, and this is a quote from her, and she said, "My days are short, and as I grow weaker, I experience so much gratitude for my meditation, not only the joy and ease it brought, but the hard parts. For every bored and restless sitting, and every fearful fantasy, and every pain and ache I sat through, and every itch I didn't scratch, was training for kindness, a training for the muscle, for bearing witness, for the trusting spirit that carries me now as I face my death." Very powerful testimony to the strength of this practice and how it can help us set our compass in the direction we really wish to live. We can help ourselves too with our motivation. By remembering what happens as thoughts are turned into actions. So here we have a quote from Thoreau, Henry David Thoreau, who wrote Walden back in the 19th century. And he said, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms, or we might even say to its highest, its best." And so moving into our reflection, we could ask ourselves, so what if we knew we had 1 year to live? Imagining, I know I have 1 year to live. I have that leisure. How do I want to live? What do I value? What cuts right down to the bone? We might ask, how do I want to live with others? How do I want to relate to life? How do I want to relate to my inner life and to myself? So just letting these questions float, opening to any and all possible answers. Not in a judging, mean-spirited way, but in the trusting spirit, the life-affirming attitudes of these people that I've just read, their quotes. And so we can deepen the inquiry from 1 year to, this day, all the way down to this day. We know we have this day. How do I want to live? What matters most? And if at any point it helps you, you can place a hand over the heart area to just help you connect with your sincerity around this very deep inquiry. What truly matters in terms of how I relate to others on this last day? To life, to the inner life, to myself. now we come to those last few moments. We know we just have these last few moments to be here. What truly matters? Feeling the deepest intention of your heart, letting it speak. And if at any point this inquiry just feels a little too much, then just take care of yourself. Bring attention into the body sitting and breathing, let the eyes open. Perhaps bring some loving kindness phrases to yourself. And now, imagining that it's not the last few moments, that actually we're going forward into our evening, the rest of the day, tomorrow, the week, weeks, months, and hopefully years to come. How do I want to live? Not as a goal, but as a direction, a compass point. That horizon that we'll never reach, yet it serves us well to be gazing at it. And so let's begin to finish up this practice by just listening to Mary Oliver's poem, The Summer Day. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass. The one who is eating sugar out of my hand. Who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass. How to kneel down into the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?